Brother Imran, I wanted to ask you that. There are such friends and relatives as well who taunt us over the mistakes that we have made in the past. Whenever we meet them or say salam to them, they do reply to us, but then they start reminding us of our past and start taunting us over the mistakes of the past. So please guide us upon the fact whether we shall keep up with such kind of people, friends or relatives.
We should keep good family ties with relatives if all conditions of Islamic law are met. Keeping your family ties intact or not depends on Islamic law. If there is any restriction, then you have to abide by the law. But I agree with you that some people keep repeating our past mistake again and again, again and again. And sometimes it feels like that we have not done any mistake, rather we were right to do that. For example, a person came on time today. One person came on time today. Now what will we say to him? Wow! Oh dear! You came on time today? Did you come on time? Now the person would feel embarrassed even after coming on time. He would start regretting whether this mistake was bigger or the earlier when I was not on time. I mean, one person did a very good job. He came on time. And you're like, oh mashallah, please have a seat. Oh great, you came on time today. Wow. Something similar would happen in your classrooms too. Let's say if any student is habitual of coming late, and if he comes on time someday, then teacher would tell him off because of coming on time. You tell. Now what is the difference left between coming late or on time? In both cases, he will be told off. He has to feel embarrassment in both cases. And you have mentioned regarding mistakes. Remember that every mistake is not a sin, but every sin is a mistake. So, now for example, there is an action which is a sin, and that person he has already repented. Now if somebody makes him feel embarrassed on his sin which he has already repented, it comes in hadith that person who is making him feel embarrassed will not die unless or until he himself commits the same sin. So in such cases, it is very important to protect your tongue. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala protect us from taunting, teasing and criticizing. Please do forgive your friends, your relatives and your mates, even though if they have made mistakes, forgive them. And please try to develop a way which does not contain teasing, taunting and criticizing. Do set such precedent, a new precedent, and remove teasing, taunting and criticizing from their roots. Set a new precedent today, like love, harmony, unity and wholeheartedness. Please quit your bad habits. Please, please listen, I'm putting my hands together. I have personally experienced this. It is really painful, believe me. Meaning it feels very heavy when you're going to see somebody who has got such nature of criticizing, teasing and taunting. Yes. Really, such people don't feel others' pain. So please quit this habit of unreasonable criticizing and habits of teasing and taunting others. It really pinches. You know, you feel pain because of it. These words cause pain. It really pains to that extent that a person cannot even talk. Who wears the hurting shoe? And who wears irritating clothes? Likewise, nobody comes closer to an irritating personality. So please, do quit such pain-causing habits and become sweet if you really want to work for the invitation of righteousness and want to please people's heart after obligatory acts. The best act is to please the heart of a Muslim. To do this, you have to use very sweet words and you have to bring sweetness in your personality. Please don't become a cause of pain.